All right, thank you, Speaker. All right, let's call the appropriations meeting back into order. The time is 12:31. Okay, thank you, Clerk. She's handing out a copy of the bills to our folks in the audience. And thank you guys for staying with us. We appreciate it. We have one more bill to discuss, and I wanted to get to it before Congressman Big Horse had to leave this afternoon. It's ONCA 2412, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,100,414 of non-tribal funds for well plugging and remediation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as was stated earlier today, this is one of those pieces of legislation where monies was appropriated to the nation, and but it's for minerals well plugging. And so as every piece of legislation, when it deals with minerals, we always consult with the chairman, and we always wait for the body to pass a resolution, which we did this time. And once we got that, then that's pretty much a green light to go with the piece of legislation. So that's kind of where we're at today. This was a piece of legislation that we heard 2 months ago, and we're back at the table again here today. So the floor is open, I guess.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Committee, I see Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So one of the reasons that we tabled, I guess, this bill before was because we were waiting on a response from the Minerals Council, because in agreement, we felt that the majority of what was going on here had to do with the pluggings. We've had a lot of discussion off and on since then, which has brought up the fact that it's not just the pluggings, it's also about mitigation or remediation. It involves lots of different departments to handle this, trying to take the actual, I guess, the politics piece out of it. What can we do to make a path or smooth a path so that everybody gets to do the job that they need to do? Because the one thing we all agree on is we don't want this money going back. Not only is it a lot of money that it would take us a lifetime to try to build up, it is, it's just such a great opportunity for us to do something that everybody really feels like would be such a bonus to all the entities as well, not just the surface, but to the minerals and to the shareholders, and to, you know, it encompasses a lot of areas, a lot of arms off of it. So one of the things that I've proposed, I'm not reading it in yet, but I'm proposing an amendment to strike section 2. And section 2 would mean that everything went through Minerals Council for approval of some kind. I agree with that as far as the pluggings are concerned, that Minerals Council should be involved. Mitigation, not necessarily so. That's the surface. Or it could be others, I guess. You know, plugging is a mitigation too, but surface work, I don't know. So this is what I'm wanting to discuss now with everybody in the room here, to say their piece about whatever it is that's bothering them about this bill. A lot of sidebars going on, but we need to get it on the floor. That's my comment here.
Thank you, Congress. Sorry, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. And I wanted to help along with that. You mentioned an amendment to Section 2.
To strike it,
but I was wondering, would you mind reading that section for those listening?
Okay, the section that, as it's written now, Section 2 is the deference to the Osage Minerals Council. The executive branch shall defer to the Osage Minerals Council for a decision by the Osage Minerals Council within 30 days of passage and approved of this bill to receive and administer all or part of the federal funds for the Orphan Well Plugging and Remediation Grant through a federally accepted subrecipient award or similar agreements between the Executive Branch and the Osage Minerals Council. And my amendment would just be to strike all of that. There are already roles within the Constitution and within in law that involve all of these people. So why do we have to have that?
Well, one of the things that would it be helpful that there is an agreement in place? And that's not for me to answer. Because to me, it would be between the Minerals Council and the Executive Branch. Now, mind you, I know that sounds funny because we're all under this government. We understand that. One tax ID number. We're under one government. And in that is our Minerals Council that makes decisions regarding mineral issues, right? So here we are. I'm wondering, what does this agreement look like? And I guess I'd ask maybe Mr. Lynn, if you don't mind, Bill, was there a co-op agreement in place with the other well plugging grants money that you received?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you've already received well plugging money already through the, who applied for that grant? Was it the Minerals Council itself or was it through our grants department?
We've applied for grants, but we also received federal funding from the U.S. Congress and used it just like a grant. And so we applied for all that.
So you guys, when I say you guys, I mean the Mineral Council or your office, your department, you guys applied for grants alone, the other well plugging, or did you go through the nation's grants department or strategic planning? What vehicle did you use to apply for that grant?
Well, I'm not sure how strategic planning stepped away from the grants department, because I always thought it was part of the grants department. I've been here 7 years, and this is the only grant I've been turned down on so far. But and I couldn't tell you if it was grants department or strategic planning. I mean, we just used whoever the nation, the IDC process, like James was talking about earlier.
Okay. That's where I was trying to get to was...
We do all the work and turn in all the reports and everything on a biweekly mode on everything we do with the Orphan Wells. And they pay the bills. They make sure everybody's paid.
If you wanted to, though...
quarterly reports.
Bill, if you wanted to, say you're sitting there and you decide there's a need that the minerals would like to do something with... There's federal dollars out there for you guys to remediate or do something to do with the minerals estate. What would be your first step to apply for the grant?
Well, it depends who the funding source is. Okay. But for applying for a remediation grant, I would do it just like we do any federal grant. And first step would just be get together, we talk about it, we start keying in the ideas. Now, if it's remediation, I'd pull in the team that I use now to remediate, restore locations. Because these guys have been working 40 years or more, and that's what we all do. We remediate soil when there's saltwater damage or oil damage or something. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to do it. Sometimes you have to know the right chemicals
Can you kind of tell us, Bill, for those that may not know, how many people work with you right now? And you want to talk about what do you do, Bill, for the Minerals Council?
I'm a geologist for the Minerals Council, and right now we have five contractors, a petroleum engineer, and four Osages. The engineer is non-Osage.
Okay, so you have a staff already set up with this type of expertise that we would need to remediate or plug a well?
Well, they're still under contract, but there's no money in the budget.
Okay, and that's on the past well plugging dollars that you had, not the ones we're talking about today?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Congressman Keene?
Yeah, just to get some clarity about the grant situation. So I used to work in grants and appliance.
To get some clarity on the grant situation, I used to work in grants and appliance. To my knowledge, has the Minerals Council has never applied and been awarded a grant without any executive branch assistance. Is that true or not?
Yeah, that's probably true, because the chief has to sign off on any federal grant.
Okay.
So yeah, I just want to make it clear. So so when he says the Minerals Council applied for grants in the past, really we applied for grants. The tribe applied. And I understand the nuance is important, but again, yeah, everything that we've ever applied for, as Mr. Wygant will also echo, it always filters back up through the executive branch, even though we do give the Minerals Council some autonomy. So that really needs to be clear, because I think a lot of this dispute is just personal animus and lack of trust between some of our branches of government. But the process is really easy. The process is still the same. That it go everything. We love to help you, right? Self-governance. Again, but you literally cannot be awarded a grant as the Minerals Council, wholly separate, without any executive branch input. The law does not allow that. And I wish there were some shareholders out there who would better understand this. I'm not a shareholder. But I think that really needs to be hammered home, because that, I mean, that's the truth. So thank you.
Speaker.
Also, we have received an email that the executive branch shouldn't be the ones to have to sign off on it. Congress shouldn't have to be the ones to appropriate the money. That's not how it works. In 2006, the government was reformed. Whether people like it or not, it passed. This is where we're at. This is it. Minerals Council is technically under the executive branch, but I still consider them a fourth. They're a fourth. We all do an immense amount of respect for the Minerals Council. And those of us that are shareholders, we put them in office and they make decisions. And if they decide, we pass this out and they decide that they want the ranch to be first on their list and they want to plug every single well out there that needs to be plugged, if that's their decision with executive, that's their decision. That may not be a way that I wanted them to go, but I helped to elect these folks. So I'm going to listen to them. That's their job. That's what they were elected to do. And so I hope that they are the ones who are making the recommendations of where first they're going to start working. That is their job. And at the end of the day, it's $90 million. That is a lot of money. I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive, everyone's going to get what they want out of this. And I think everyone has their own little agenda, right? Mm-hmm. The Minerals Council, executive, shareholders. So I'm ready to strike section two and let's get this out, because we're 3 months behind already. Let's go.
So thank you, Speaker, for your comments, because I totally agree with you in that. What I think, in looking at this big picture, because that's the way I work, what I'm seeing is this grand opportunity, and I'm not going to quit saying that, because I think this is a wonderful opportunity for our nation, our government, that we created. We did this. Our people, this is our government. How it works internally is up to us. But it needs to be effective. It needs to be effective, and we can control that effectiveness on how well we work together for shareholders and for our folks that have elected us to take care of the land that we sit on here. That's what this well plugging, and we're managing our land, right? This was something that the feds should have done years ago. They didn't. Are we surprised? No. Here we are. We got federal dollars. millions of dollars. But here's where I'm concerned, and I think James is too. And I'm sure Billy, any of us that have worked over on the executive side in the admin positions that Billy, Otto, myself have worked in, there's a fear with compliance. Millions. I'm going to tell you something. You screw up on this grant, it affects the other grants. That affects people's households. It's their jobs. So I feel like we need to get moving, like Speaker said, but we need to stay in compliance. It's so important that our reporting is done properly. Just because it's a well plugging over here with the Minerals Council, if something happens to those dollars and for whatever reason we miss a report, we get flagged, it affects our other grant dollars from other funding sources. And I don't ever want to do that. So how do we not do that? We work together with Bill's department, as a geologist, with their experts, with the Minerals Council being involved and letting Bill report and letting James come and talk to the minerals, let the compliance people, our treasurer, they're there for you. These IDC people that James are talking about, they're with you guys too. We're all part of this government. We all get HR, right? We Congress, just like Speaker said, we use the same IDC functions. You know why? Because we pay IDC. We pay IDC out of our legislative branch budget to use those functions. We have to, or we couldn't do anything that we need done operationally. But guess what, guys? This is all easy stuff. So I say we remove the language. I'll support that amendment if that's what the committee wants. But I look forward to having a meeting next month to say, where are we on the well plugging? Now, who's that going to be that comes to report? Is that going to be James? Is that going to be Bill? Is that going to be Everett? Who's that going to be? I'd like to know, because I think those are the questions that need to be answered. As a shareholder, if I want to know about well plugging, I'm going to ask these guys that I elected to the Minerals Council. I'll be like, Myron, where are we on the well plugging? And he's going to be like, oh man, we plugged 36 wells, but we found out that 11 still have oil. Yay. Good job, man. I'm feeling good. I probably wouldn't go ask Dr. Heyman. Okay. Now she has an important role as the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. What does this look like for us, you guys? We've got a Department of Natural Resources that does all these magnificent things for our natural resources. We're the body that authorizes that, Congress. But we also have a Minerals Council. This is the time we all have to start working together for the betterment of our people. Easy breezy. Here we are. We're sitting here today. Look how many shareholders are in this room. It's wonderful. Because we're all part of this government. Mr. Redigal, Councilman Redigal.
Thank you. Thank you, Legislature. At the time being, I'm the second chair of the Mineral Council. And we were at the summit, and we called a meeting at the summit to accept the grant. And that's what we did on the resolution. And talking about who's going to be reporting to, to whoever we need to report to, we've talked about this. The chairman and I, and also the mineral council members, and we've been spreading it around. And there's going to be a petroleum engineer going to be hired to probably be the project manager. And as Bill has stated before, he's a geologist. And the mineral council is going to help in any way we can. And there's already five contractors, I believe, right, Bill? That are out there that know Osage County better than anybody in this building does, besides Justin. And he's been around. They know where the spills are. They know where the saltwater spills are. We went out the other day and looked at some of them. Are just Bill and I down in Hominy, and they're everywhere. And we accepted the money, and we're willing to take the risk and whatever has to be done, and we plugged 86 wells. Also, another thing you got to remember, you're not going to get a permit every week. You may get, if you're lucky, you might get two. And the BIA, you know how the BIA is, Bureau of Indian Affairs, they work at their own pace, and they're also understaffed. They've been reporting to be understaffed for the last 2 or 3 years. This is my third time on a mineral council, and nothing's changed. So we're going to have to work real hard to contract some pulling units. Right, Bill? We'll probably have to contract them to sign them up so there'll be a pulling unit available anytime we need one. And then whenever the permits come in, out we go. And we're going to have some more staff, too, since some more hands out and roustabouts out there in the field. Some of these guys are up in age now, and like myself. And we need younger hands, younger help. And we accepted the grant, and we've already plugged 86. I thought it was 89 well, but I guess it was 86, right? And I was with Bill all that time, and Councilman Redcorn and I have started this thing in 2016. Him and Councilman Redcorn, Bill and myself, we started in 20. I wasn't even on the council then. Tyler came to ask me to help me. He said, "I want you to help me." I said, "Well, I'm not on the council." He said, "Well, we need your help." So that's when we started with the Orphan Well Grant, the very original one. We started with a baler. You know what a baler is? Anybody know what a baler is? Scott knows. It's when you take the oil right off the top with a machine. It didn't pass. It cost $50,000, and the Mineral Council didn't want to buy it. And that was the very, very beginning. And then we went to the Orphan Well Grant, then an Enhanced Oil Recovery Grant, and here we are right now. And we appreciate your help, your assistance, and your expertise, and your professionalism. We appreciate it very much. I thought the chairman was going to be here, but he's had COVID. Maybe he's having a good bad day today. I don't know. But I'm the secretary. When he's not here, I have to take over. So that's why I'm here, and I appreciate Congresswoman Stabler for your thoughts and your information that you put out. And that's where we stand, and we're willing to take it on and start plugging wells. The contractors are out there waiting. They ask me every day, "Myron, when are we gonna get started?" And I said, "We're waiting on our Congress, legislature." That's where we are. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair, Subcommittee. And I appreciate the Congress listening and aware, and thank y'all for that. This did start out with the Orphan Well grant we wrote. When we wrote that, about 16 or so, I wrote it with Bill Lynn, and Mr. Reddick was on our, we had a little committee at that time. And we wrote it to DMD, as I pointed out earlier this morning. And then we got funded. The objective was to find keepers that are out there. I'd like for the Congress to just be aware of the Osage situation in the oil field, is that we believe there's still value. This is it's a decline curve, and we're at the bottom end, countywide or reservation wide. And so we have to think a little differently. This grant, we wrote it, and the late Mr. Andrew Yates said, "You'll find 95% of those you're going to have to plug. You might find five that are still keepers." Lo and behold, with the list we got from the BIA, he was correct. And we were real impressed with that. So this money goes straight to the 95%. However, there are 5% of those we're going after. So just for the Congress, just to be aware that we think our team is the best to be able to determine that little slice, is it there enough in there to go after, continue to go after, and we're thinking of ways of trying to get that 5% out of the ground. So that if we hire other people outside, we're going to have to train them. They're going to have to become fully aware of what's going on this reservation. So that's something I think Congress should consider in their heart and in their mind, is do we trust our people enough? I think we do. We've got Osages around throughout this whole program. It's something I'm really proud of. This Orphan Well, Mr. Red Eagle and I worked together on it. And the Enhanced Oil Recovery, we did the same thing. I pitched that at you earlier. I think those are big, big opportunities, and we're pushing. But anyway, I hope this kind of helps you. You know, all the learnings we've had from the Baylor to now, we think this is the best way to go. So I hope the Congress, you know, hopefully I'm clear enough. I hope, you know, don't want to be too technical. sorry. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Raycorn. Congressman Maker. You better come up here, John.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. My question is, going into the future, is there going to be more federal monies available when this $90 million is spent? I know this initiative from the Biden administration is nationwide. It's not just here in Osage County. California has huge amounts of orphan wells. And so I just want to know, is there going to be more money available? Because this $90 million is a lot of money, but it's going to go fast here in Osage County. I guarantee you that.
Well, I don't know, but I think Congressman Maker kind of goes to the, you know, with the grants department that Congressman Hamilton and Keene are more aware of, how the executive branch goes about seeking grants. I really don't, I don't know. I would assume they'd lay out their strategic plan and start hitting those initiatives within the plan and not just applying just because, you know, you got to have something to guide you. So I don't know how they do that, but I'm hoping that this type of combo allows the Minerals Council to say, hey, this is the things we need. Please look and see if there's any federal dollars out there. So the grants department does a good job researching and looking for opportunities, but how they decide, I really don't know, sir.
Well, I could ask Mr. Wiegand, does anybody know if this is a one-time thing or is there, are there going to be other monies available in the future? Nobody knows?
Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker.
So the chief sent me to the White House summit last week, and this grant was something specific that President Biden talked about. There are a few things that he's, this administration has spent more money in Indian country than any other administration, including other Democratic administrations. Well plugging, orphan wells, MMIP, those were in his top three things of issues that he was going to continue to make a priority. So I mean, obviously there's no 100% certainty, but it is something that the president reported on that is at the top of his list. So I believe that MMIP and well plugging are gonna be two priorities moving forward.
Well, thank you, Speaker. Congressman, I'm so sorry, Councilman Shackelford.
Thank you. I want to appreciate everybody for the time today. Mr. Wiegand and I have had an opportunity to speak several times on this issue, and I assured Mr. Wiegand that the intent whenever we decided to pursue this funding opportunity, the Minerals Council, we're representing the shareholders, we're representing the nation too. We fully understand that. The lenient, us being able to depend on each other, not necessarily being on the hook, but the trust that we have with each other, whether it's in, you know, the executive, the Congress, the Minerals Council, trusting the, you know, the self-governance office to be able to help us stay within the lane on the road when it comes to compliance issues, we're fully aware of that. We wouldn't have taken on this responsibility to apply for this money if we weren't willing to follow those guidelines. And we understand the importance of it because it affects not only funding now, but future funding down the road. And so we understand that it's going to be something that's going to help all Osages, prioritizing whether it's on the ranch, other properties, specifically Osage landowners that have problems on their land with these orphan wells, remediation. All these things can be set down on, discussed, and putting a priority list together. We already have one together, as well as working with other members. It's just representing the shareholders, you know, and so again, but it's all Osage. Everybody benefits at this point, and moving forward. And I fully believe there's going to be more money moving down due to the release of methane, the global warming effect. And that's why this money is kind of being is out there, in part is because we're trying to plug these wells and cut that down. But at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to send our workers out there to identify which wells are what Mr. Lynn refers to as keepers, be able to find the wells that are causing problems in the environment. Being able to plug those, but also gives us an opportunity to go out there and clean the land up and return it back to its natural state whenever we first moved here in the 1870s. So again, this is going to be a unified effort for the Minerals Council. We fully depended upon that whenever we approached and they come to us asking us if we wanted to do this. And we were like, absolutely, we applied for it. We're willing to work with you any way we can. Thankfully, the Congress stepped in and recognized the importance of having the Minerals Council inclusive in this decision. And we look forward to moving forward with this and letting it benefit all the Osage Nation and the shareholders alike. Thank you.
Chair.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 2412. Page 1, strike lines 31 through 37.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Discussion, Congressman Hamilton?
What is this motion? What's the outcome of this motion? I think earlier you believed, or you said that the appropriation will go to the Minerals Council. Did you say something like that, or what?
It was part of the discussion that we've been having, and I felt like, sorry, Chair. That this would, it was kind of a meet in the middle. It's not an actual requirement that they contract or have to contract, and don't want to set that precedent. So by removing this, everybody will fulfill the jobs that they're constitutionally required to fill. And that's how we hope it proceeds.
Okay. My thoughts on this matter, I try to keep it simple as well. I started working in grants in 2006 with Leonard Maker. Back then it was just planning. And in line 27 of the legislation, the Osage Nation is the recipient of the $19,100,414 grant. So to me, that's saying that my job is to appropriate this money to the nation. I can't appropriate it to the Minerals Council because they're not the recipient of the grant. They didn't apply for it. I understand there was something that occurred there that they didn't want to apply, but they weren't eligible to. The nation is the lead recipient, was the lead applicant, and they received the award. So my train of thought is to appropriate this money to the recipient, which is the Osage Nation. I did see there was an agreement from between Executive and Minerals Council. I don't know if Minerals Council has seen it yet or if they've agreed to it, or I don't know where they're at with that. But as a congressperson, my job is to appropriate, and that's what I want to do with this, just appropriate the money to the nation.
I'm sorry, Congressman, to appropriate it to the nation. Were you wanting to add language?
No.
Further? Okay. That's what I was wondering. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on the motion? Mrs. Whitehorn.
Oh, the green light's still on. Thank you, committee, for listening to me on this. I reviewed grant awards for the TEDC grant. The notification of the award that comes from the Department of Interior, and these two grants as well. And the recipient of all of our grants is to the Osage Nation. It doesn't say it's to WIC, and it doesn't say it's to DNR. And the Minerals Council is a governing body of the Osage Nation. So, and the grants that have been given to the Osage Nation for the use in well plugging previous have been appropriated to the Minerals Council. In fact, 2368 is one of them. So I did want to go ahead and speak to that. thank you. I support your strike that you've done, but I do want to have an ask, and maybe I won't get it, but I'm going to ask. If you look at 2368, section one says it doesn't have the recipient language in it. So I like that recipient language. I think it should stay there. But on section one, it says appropriation for the Minerals Council, and then it says the name of the grant, the Tribal Energy Development Grant. Once you strike all of that language, the Minerals Council's name isn't on this document anywhere. So I would respectfully request that you would style it as you did on these headings for each one of the grants, the $1 million grant and the, was it an 18 million? One was for 1 million, one was for 18 something. There's two sections. One is the development and the other one is the implementation. And so if you would just stylize those section headings after 2368 in an insert, then the Minerals Council name would be on this piece of legislation. Otherwise, it's not. So, which to me leaves, that's just way, to me, that's just way too vague where that money's going. So that's my request. Thank you, committee, for listening to me.
Thank you. So we're in the middle of a motion, and if you guys, I just so you can follow along, we received an email this morning around 9 a.m., closer to 10, that contains an attachment of ONCA 23-68 that's being referenced, and this is what I was looking at as well yesterday, because I remembered we had Congressman Big Horse and I had sponsored a bill, 2368, with that tribal energy development capacity. And at that time, in speaking with the treasurer, McIntosh, he had asked that we kind of change the language. And I feel like we've been doing this, and I think for consistency, I don't have an issue with it. We've also been doing that a lot with our cap assets, making sure the language is proper for Treasury. But this also goes to let the Minerals Council know when you read that in our bills, then that's because we're kind of saying this, yes, she's right in that all the grants come in the name of the nation, but for this, we typically provide those dollars to a department by providing sections and the title in the section. So, committee, we are on we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion on the motion at hand? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion passes. That'll be striking section 2, page 131 through 37 of ONCA 24-12. Committee, any other action? Speaker Good Fox.
Okay, so how does the committee feel about page 1, line 19 in the title, insert after executive branch for the Osage Minerals Council? And then it's in the title. We know what it's for. It's for the Osage people. Let's not forget that, all right? I feel like we have really gotten down a path where we are forgetting that we are getting the money for the Osage people.
Absolutely.
And I feel confident that executive and the Minerals Council are gonna work hand in hand to get everything taken care of. That's how I feel. I feel like it's gonna be fine. But again, we're 3 months behind. That's a fact. So I'll make a motion to
Speaker, can I ask for something for you just to consider in your motion, ma'am, just real quick?
Absolutely.
If you look at line 27, that could be where you put it, where it says the Osage Nation is the recipient of the 19 and non-tribal funds for ore for well plugging and remediation. You can then say for the Minerals Council. at that point. I think it might be stronger there, ma'am, than in your title. It's just, that's what we did in the other bill, 2368, that passed. Assistant Chief, do you have a...
Yeah, I would just like to weigh in, put my old Congress hat on just for a sec. If I were to weigh in... I would say maybe on behalf of the Minerals Council, either that or on behalf of the Minerals Estate. And again, not trying to make this any type of controversial issue. I appreciate Congress working with us to get the money appropriated. That's the most important thing. So, and we may be kind of splitting hairs a little bit, but I feel like on behalf of the Minerals Estate or on behalf of the Minerals Council would be more appropriate, just in my humble opinion.
Okay, thank you, Assistant Chief. Treasurer McIntosh, are you on the call still?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Treasurer, remember on this bill, I'm sorry, I know you probably don't even have 2368, but are you okay with the, I mean, that language, when it gets to Treasury, you'll be able to see that as we did the other non-tribal dollar, the other bill, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure that everybody is on the same page and we understand. So, Speaker, are you ready?
No, I'm actually not, because we've talked now about three different things in the last 4 minutes. I had mine, you had yours, and the Assistant Chief has now thrown one in. I'm ready to make a decision on this and vote on this. There are one, two, three, four, five of us here that are gonna vote on this. What is the consensus of this committee?
I'm gonna support your amendment. Is that what you're saying?
What version?
We are all going to support
version?
The amendment.
Okay.
How do you want me to proceed before I write a second page? What is the consensus with this committee of which direction we go for if we put it in the title, which is what I suggested? I'm open to all of three of the options that were just presented to us.
Oh, whoa, okay. Congresswoman Redcorn, second speaker, then Congresswoman Stabler.
I'll be brief. For the sake of consistency, I think that Congresswoman Rebard's suggestion of putting it in section one, you could put it in after the word remediation. You could say for the Minerals Council. Let me make sure that that's how it reads on the, yeah, it says for the Minerals Council in 2368. So you could, after the description of what it is, it would be in non-tribal funds for orphan well plugging and remediations for the Minerals Council, which shall be administered in accordance with federal law and blah, blah, blah. That's how I see it as being consistent with 2368 and going forward. That would be my opinion.
Okay. Second speaker. Oh, sorry, Speaker, go ahead. Do you want to respond?
Okay, so let me just repeat that back so that everyone is clear. It would read, the Osage Nation is the recipient of $19,100,414 in non-tribal funds for orphan well plugging and remediation for the Osage Minerals Council, which shall be administered in accordance with federal law, regulation, and grant guidelines. Yes, everyone's good? I'm seeing nothing.
I'm good.
But
I'm good.
Blue
with
lace.
It.
All right.
Except for Congressman Keene, but we can work around with him, I think. Go ahead, Congressman Keene, just real quick, ladies.
I hate to split hairs, but I think just the Osage Nation on behalf of, and they're that on line 27 is the easier fix, legally speaking. Thank you.
We're overruling you.
Believe me, Billy, I got used to it.
I agree with Billy. No, I'm kidding.
Either way is good. I'm just my own 2 cents. Thank you.
Okay. Second speaker, you or Congresswoman Stabler have a comment? While speaker's writing, are you good with the amendments? Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
I think I'm good, but earlier, Billy, didn't you say on behalf of? That you wanted on behalf of?
Don't yeah, that's bite. What I'm gonna propose. Don't, Congresswoman Stabler, don't do that.
All right, I'm ready.
Don't agree with you. Exactly.
Don't agree with you.
By all means.
Don't entertain that. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Speaker.
Okay, I move. Page 1, line 28. After, insert after remediation for the Osage Minerals Council.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Keene, any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Paula?
I would just want clarifications, but I'll let it go.
She, what's the clarification? She had her hand up. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Originally, you had it also in the title. Did you remove that?
We removed it.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
I did remove. I didn't make the motion.
Okay.
Okay. So that's my motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, any action on this bill?
Motion to report out ONCA 2412 to Congress with the due pass as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Next item on our agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned.
Good work, committee. Thank you. Yay.